the beginning of December. That was taken from it. That was The Maddening Crowd. Now, next up, we have a new track from Stuart Pearce. Not the Nottingham Forest footballer, but a band from Nottingham. You've clearly named themselves after the great man. No confusion there. Stuart, of course, is a big indie and punk fan, particularly old school punk. And we did do an interview with him. We used to have a punk show here on Phoenix FM, and a few years ago, we did an interview with him, which I think lasted the best part of 3 hours. Loves his music. We really ought to get that back online at some point. Anyway, here's a brand new track from the band. And Stuart Pearce, not the footballer. This came out on Bandcamp on 1st of January. You can find them on Twitter at @stu_art_Pearce, P-E-A-R-C-E. This is Nuclear Football.
See me. someday. I got a business degree from the church of bourgeoisie. I don't have much empathy for people who work for me. I pay workers cash in hand. Unions I don't understand. If they get an outlet for their rage, then I'll need to start paying minimum wage.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection, my favourite Australian revolutionaries, Worker and Parasite, and their current single Deunionize, which appears on the Critter Records compilation Demos 3, which came out last month, available at critterrecords.bandcamp.com. Blanket Approval before that, and You Think It's Funny. They're a band from New York, and that was a track that they brought out on Bandcamp back in October, so a bit of an oldie, that one. Now, looking forward to a bit of a change of pace now. Looking forward to the new album from Letitia Sadier, lead singer with Stereolab. She has her new album, Rooting for Love, out on Duophonic on February the 23rd. Just released another single from it, and my French isn't quite as good as my English, but let's give it a go anyway. This is Ponsa, L'Unacceptable.
Darkness and you meets the darkness.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection, She's in Parties, an Essex four-piece who released that song towards the end of 2022. That was Cherish, and before that, Suede and The Sadness in You, The Sadness in Me. A new song appearing on the deluxe release of Autofiction, which was re-released back in December. I don't think it was available before that. New music now from Shed 7. Have to confess, I'm just recording this show just before the 5:45 deadline today, so I don't know whether their brand new album, A Matter of Time, has gone in at number one. It was number one in the midweek charts. It'd be a hell of an achievement if it has done. Certainly looks like they're going to have another top 10 album. Taken from A Matter of Time, this is the first track. This is Let's Go. Phoenix FM and Resurrection, new music from Polly B. Rose, otherwise known as Rose Carlotti from the Heartthrobs, and Paul Burton from Transvision Vamp, making music together. And that was a single that they released back in November called No Deliverance. You can find it on their Bandcamp. Just search for Polly and then the letter B and then the word Rose. And then before that, CL band from Brighton, who are just about to embark on a UK tour, hoping to catch them live. Not quite sure which venue I'm going to go to yet. And that track was Pictures, taken from their recent EP Rather Be Alone, which came out in November. Bit of an oldie now, this one's nearly 30 years old, from Catatonia and their debut album Way Beyond Blue, which came out in September 1996, reached number 32 in the UK album charts. They've recently reinvigorated themselves on social media. For years they didn't have a presence, but you can find them now on Twitter at Catatonia Band. I think they've got some re-releases coming up soon. This track is You've Got a Lot to Answer For.
If it turns to blue, what are we gonna do? If it
FM and Resurrection Radiohead from their second album The Bends came out in 1995. That was Bones. Have to admit, I didn't really listen to The Bends a lot when it came out. Absolutely loved Pablo Honey, their first album, and The Bends isn't too different from it. And I'm not quite sure what I was listening to in 1995. We'll have to try and scratch my head and work out, because if I love an album, I do kind of play it to death just a little bit. Before that, Teenage Fan Club and What You Do To Me, single that I would have heard many, many times on Gary Crowley's GLR show. Gary's still going strong on the radio, which is great news. That came out on Creation, reached number 22 in the album charts, part of their third album, Bandwagon-esque. Next up, the track that made it to number one in John Peel's Festive 50 in 2001. It's from Welsh band Melis, who've just announced a tour and a support tour with The Wedding Present. They often tour with The Wedding Present, but they're playing four dates on their own in February as well. The nearest one will be at the John Peel Centre, fittingly enough, in Stowmarket. And they have a new album out this year as well. Maybe two albums, I'm not quite sure, based on the tweet they sent, which would be absolutely fantastic news. It's been a couple of decades since we heard a new collection of work from them. This track's taken from their semi-compilation Suka Spin, a collection of old and new tracks which came out in 2002. This is Chinese Whispers. Phoenix FM and Resurrection. A couple of tracks there from 1991. First, you heard Walter's Trip from the Frank and Walters from their EP1, which came out in July of that year. Frank and Walters are playing a number of gigs in the UK this year. Still going strong. And then after that, Throwing Muses and Not Too Soon. Fantastic track taken from their fourth album, The Real Ramona, which came out in February 1991, reaching 26 in the UK album charts. Over to 1998. This is over 25 years old now, hard to believe. From Earl Brutus, from their second and final album, Tonight You Are the Special One. And I've got a feeling this might be named after a British Rail train, but I'm not 100% certain. This is Midland Red. Phoenix FM and Resurrection, Old Brutus and Midland Thread from 1998. That's pretty much it for today's show. Thank you very much for listening. We will be back next week, same time, same place. You can check out all the old shows online at phoenixfm.com and also find us on social media, Twitter at @resurrection_98. Going to leave you with a song from 2022 from Thousand Yard Stare and their fourth album, Earth and Asia. This is an absolutely gorgeous track called Adverse Cambers. See you next week.